来描写啊人子的圣洁尊贵。
In the beginning of Revelation, it talks about people's purity.
在讲到主耶稣啊，主耶稣啊，他的荣耀跟圣洁尊贵。
And Jesus Christ's glory and purity.
啊，到了启示录第四章，好，我们印象很深刻的那个四活物，他们齐声在边喊着说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。”
To Revelation chapter 4, and the four living creatures were saying that the tribulations were coming.
那个，请看启示录第四章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 4.
第四章的第八节提到说，这个四活物，他们昼夜不住地说，圣哉，圣哉，主神，昔在，今在，以后，永在的全能者。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 8 says that the four living creatures were saying day and night that the Lord God Almighty is to come.
那二十四位长老啊，他们也俯伏来敬拜。
And then the 24 elders also would worship.
那在十一节说啊，我们的主，我们的神是配得荣耀的。
And then verse 11 says that you are worthy, our Lord God.
所以神的本质啊，就是圣洁荣耀。
So God's character is a glory and power.
圣洁啊。
Glory and purity. Sorry.
那照说，这个卑微有罪的人啊，是不能接近神的。
The man who is has sinned cannot draw close to God.
但是因为神的慈悲，神的怜悯，神却愿意跟我们同在。
But because of God's mercy and His grace, He lives with us.
我们请看以赛亚书五十七章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15.
十五节，因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。啊，这里一开始就讲到这一位神啊，他是荣耀尊贵的。
Well, here it tells us that God is a high and holy.
啊，所以呢？他是住在这个至高的地方，也就是人没有办法接近他。
He lives in a high and holy place, and man cannot draw close to him.
但是因为他的慈悲，他的怜悯，他却愿意跟我们同住。
But because of his grace and his mercy, we can live with him.
所以我们常常能够感受到神跟我们同在。
And therefore, we can often feel that He was with us.
但是我们不能够忘记，也不能够忽略这一位神，他是圣洁的，他是荣耀的。
We cannot overlook and cannot forget that this God is holy and pure.
因为这就是神的他的本质，他的 essential.
That's because that is as essential essence of God.
好，我们请看利未记第三章第十章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 10.
利未记第十章第三节。
Leviticus chapter 10 verse 3.
于是摩西对亚伦说：“这就是主所说的，我在亲近我的人中要显为圣，在众人面前要得荣耀。”亚伦就默默不言。这摩西告诉亚伦说神的这个本质就是圣洁，就是荣耀。
Over here, Moses said to Aaron that the essence of the Lord was that He is glory and He is holy.
那亚伦呢？他就安静，不再说什么。
And Aaron remained silent.
其实因为亚伦两个儿子被击杀了。
That was because Aaron's two sons were killed.
我们请看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
亚伦的儿子拿达、亚比户各拿着自己的香炉，圣上火，加上香，在神面前献上还火。 是神所没有吩咐的。第二节
Verse 2.
就有火从神面前出来，把他们烧灭，他们就死在神的面前。啊，这个就在讲到啊，提醒人不能够忽略神的圣洁跟荣耀。
Verse 1 and 2 tells us that man cannot overlook God's glory and purity.
在这里亚伦的两个儿子他们献上燔火。
Over here, Aaron's two sons offered the fire to the Lord.
这个违背了有损于神的圣洁跟荣耀。
It went against God's commandment and his glory and purity.
其实这个他们要用的火是有一定用哪里的火那个是有规定的。
The fire that they're supposed to use for sacrifice comes from a designated place.
那而且应该也不是那么困难的。
And it shouldn't be too hard to get the fire.
我们请看利未记第六章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 6.
利未记第六章十二节。
Leviticus chapter 6 verse 12.
十二节，坛上的火要在其上常常烧着，不可熄灭。祭司要每日早晨在上面烧柴，并要把燔祭摆在坛上，在其上烧平安祭牲的脂油。十三节
，Verse 13，
在坛上必有常常烧着的火，不可熄灭。这个祭坛的火，它是一直点着的。
The fire on the altar is constantly lit.
再请看利未记十六章。
Let's also look at Leviticus chapter 16.
利未记十六章。
Leviticus chapter 16.
十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。十六章十二节。
Chapter 16, verse 12.
拿香炉从主面前的坛上盛满火炭，又拿一捧捣细的香料都带入幔子内十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
在神面前把香炉放在火把香放在火上，纸香的烟云遮满法柜上的施恩座免得他死亡。所以在说到说为什么亚伦的两个儿子这个被火烧死。
These passages tell us why Aaron's two sons were burned by fire.
因为他们所用的火应该是从坛上祭坛上拿来的火。
They were supposed to use the fire that came from the altar.
在人来看好像没有什么差别，火就是火。
To a regular person, it might not be any difference. Fire is fire.
但是这是神所规定的，而人就必须要照神的规定来做。
But that is the regulation of God, and we have to do as according to God's will.
这也为什么说神是圣洁的，神是荣耀的。
That is why God is holy and He is pure.
所以在历史，在这个圣经历史里头也有类似的事情发生。
This type of event also happened in the Old Testament as well.
请看撒母耳记下第六章。
Let's look at Second Samuel.
撒母耳记下第六章第六节。
Second Samuel chapter 6 verse 6.
第六节，到拿梗的禾场，因为牛失前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住神的耶柜。第七节。
Verse 7.
神向乌撒发怒因这错误击杀他，他就死在神的耶柜旁这是大卫要把耶柜迎到这个大卫城去。
Over here, David wanted to move the ark to his city.
那在这里也是发生了一件意外的事情。
And another incident happened here.
就是乌撒伸手要去扶耶柜，结果被击杀。
Uzzah reached out his hand to hold the ark and God then struck him down.
在神来看，在人来看这好像一个很自然的动作。
To the eyes of a human, it looks like a very natural action to raise out your hand.
但是这已经违背了神的圣洁，神的荣耀。
But this is already, this goes against God's glory and His purity.
在《使徒行传》第五章第五节，我们也熟悉的这个亚拿尼亚夫妇的事情。
In Acts chapter 5, verse 5, we also know about Ananias and his wife.
他们也是献上，他们也是做奉，他们也是做奉献。
They also made offering.
在人来看，他们可能比其他的许多人献的还要多。
To a regular person, it seems that they have offered more than anyone else.
但是他们却也被击杀。
But they too were killed.
因为神是圣洁的神，神是荣耀的神。
Because God is a pure God, He is a glorious God.
那所以从以上这些事情啊，让我们来做一些反省跟提醒。
So from these incidents, we can use them as reminders and learnings.
亚伦的两个儿子，他们不是坏人。
Aaron's two sons were not evil people.
他们应该也是感觉到非常。非常荣耀的被拣选 来做这个祭司。
They must have felt very glorious that they were selected to be priests.
他们也实在是非常愿意、非常热心的代替百姓来侍奉神。
And they were very willing and fervent to serve the Lord in place of all the people.
但是却忽略了这个神的圣洁跟荣耀。
But they overlooked God's glory and His purity.
所以保罗提到说，我们的热心要加上知识。
So Paul said that our fervency must be combined with wisdom.
Knowledge. 请看罗马书第十章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章第一节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 1.
第一节，弟兄们，我心里所愿的，向神所求的，是要以色列人得救。第二节。
Verse 2.
我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按真知识。第三节。
Verse 3.
因为不知道神的意，想要立自己的意，就不服神的意了。保罗为这许多的他的同胞这些犹太人觉得非常的叹息可惜。
Paul was very sad for his fellow Israelites.
这些犹太人有好多人，他们都是很热心的要敬拜神。
Many of the Jews were very zealous and they want to worship the Lord.
但是保罗说他们不是按着真知识。
But Paul said that their zeal is not based on knowledge.
他们这么热心，就是想要得着神的意。
They were zealous to gain God's will,
God's
the righteousness.
但是因为没有真知识，所以却这么的努力，却得不着神的意。
But despite all their hard work, they could not gain God's righteousness.
所以有时候我们也会落入这样的一个盲点盲点里头。
And sometimes we also enter into this blind spot.
很努力，但是没有一个结果。
We work very hard, but we don't achieve any results.
很努力，但是并没有得到神的喜悦。
We work very hard, but we do not gain the joy of the Lord.
我们来就必须要去思考一下为什么。
We have to think about why that is.
这是人在生活当中、信仰当中很容易有的一个缺失，一个缺点。
This is something that we often encounter a weakness that we encounter in our lives.
因为我们人很容易用人的意识来取代了神的吩咐。
Because as men, we often use our own will to take the place of God's command.
亚伦的两个儿子，他们很热切的、很热心的，要为神来献上香。
Aaron's two sons were very fervent, and they wanted to offer the incense to the Lord.
但是他们却用了那个普通的火还火。
But they used a ordinary fire.
这大卫很热切的。要把耶柜迎进大卫城里头。
David wanted to move the ark into the city.
因为他知道这个耶柜就 在他们当时来讲，就象征着神的同在。
Because at that time he knew that having the ark was like having God with him.
大卫实在很清楚的知道神的同在是那么的美好，那么的重要。
And David knew that it was how great it was to have God amongst him.
所以他真的是很渴望神跟神的同在。
And he truly wished for God's abidance.
但是大卫却用牛车来运这个耶柜。
But he used anox cart to move the ark.
他不是用，不是用耶柜，应该是用抬的。
But the ark should have been carried.
那大卫他并没有照着这个神的吩咐。
And David did not follow the commandment of the Lord.
并不是说他的热心不对。
It was not to say that his zeal was not.It was incorrect.
而是因为这个热心里头没有真知识。
But rather his zeal was not based on knowledge.
所以这个彼得在对这个亚拿尼亚夫妇的时候呢，彼得也是就是要提醒他们。
When Peter was talking to Ananias and his wife, he also reminded them.
我们请看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 5.
《使徒行传》第五章第四节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 4。
第四节，田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既然卖了，价银不是你做主吗？你怎么心里起这意念呢？你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神了。这个彼得啊，提醒这个亚拿尼亚说，你怎么这样子做？
Peter over here reminded Ananias that how could you do such a thing?
你有那个奉献的心，但是你为什么又加上你自己的意思？
You have the heart to offer, but why do you add your own will in there?
第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
彼得说，亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几分呢？撒旦最会利用我们人的这种私欲。
Satan knows best on how to use our own personal will.
所以这里彼得说，为什么撒旦充满了你的心
？That's why Peter said here, why has Satan filled your heart?
所以我们如果没有留意的话，我们人的意识常常太强的话，那。就会等于撒旦充满我们的心。
So if we as humans are not careful, then Satan's heart will fill our heart to the point that our will will fill Satan's will.
所以人的意识可能很有可能就等于是撒旦的意识。
Man's will becomes Satan's will.
因为被撒旦来利用。
Because we are used by Satan.
我们请再看《利未记》第十章。
Let's also look at Leviticus chapter 10.
利未记第十章第十节。
Leviticus chapter 10 verse 10.
第十节，使你们可以将圣的、俗的、圣洁的、不圣洁的分别出来。前面。
10 verse 10, you must distinguish between the holy and common, between the unclean and clean.
什么叫做真知识?
What does it mean to have true knowledge?
就是能够将这里所说的说这个圣的、俗的、洁净的、不洁净的分别出来。
It is, as this verse says, we must be able to distinguish between holy and common and clean and unclean.
我们生活在这个大环境里头。
When we live in this world today,
很容易 很多的时候我们会把教会的事情跟外面的事情混杂在一起。
Well, it's very easy for us to mix the things of the world with the things of the church.
那常常在外面行得通的，在教会里头，它不一定就行得通。
Sometimes the things that we can do outside of church, we can't do inside of the church.
在外面是人的人的人的团体，在教会看起来也是人的团体。
And outside of church, it is looks like a group of people, and inside the church, it also looks like a group of people.
外在上来看，有很多的时候好像没有什么分别。
From a superficial view, it looks like there's not much of a difference.
所以我们不小心的话，我们就很容易这个圣俗不分。
So if we are not careful, we often don't distinguish between the spiritual and the flesh.
或者说圣洁跟不圣洁的就没有就不分。
Or the holy and unholy, we don't distinguish.
但是我们知道神是圣洁的神，神是荣耀的神。
But we know that God is a holy God and He is a glorious God.
那如何才能够有所分别呢？
So, but how do we have? How are we able to distinguish them?
请看第八节，利未记第十章第八节。
This is, look at Leviticus chapter 10, verse 8.
第八节第九节。
Chapter 8 and 9, verse 8 and 9.
主对小谕亚伦说：“你和你儿子进会幕的时候，清酒、浓酒都不可喝，免得你们死亡。这要做你们世世代代永远的定例。”在第十节之前啊，就是第八节、第九节的这一个吩咐。
This is God's commandment in verse 8 and verse 9.
神要他要亚伦跟他的儿子啊，这个清酒、浓酒都不可喝。
God wanted Aaron to not drink any wine or any fermented drink, and him and his sons.
这样子他们才能够很清醒。
That way they can be alert.
这样子他们在服侍神的时候才能够很谨慎。
That way, when they serve the Lord, they can obey fully.
他们才能够将圣俗来分别出来。
And they can distinguish between the spiritual and the flesh.
将圣洁跟不圣洁的来分别出来。
And distinguish between the unclean and clean.
这个酒有代也代表着人的这个这个私欲这个 desire。
The wine also represents the desire of man.
我们必须承认我们人都有我们的私欲。
We have to admit that as man, we all have our desires.
那在服侍神里头我们不能够沉迷在自己的这个私欲里头来服侍神。
And when we serve the Lord, we cannot let ourselves be in the desire while serving Him.
所以如果不留意的话，变成不是在服侍神，是在满足自己的私欲。
And if we are not careful, we may turn out that we're not serving the Lord, but rather fulfilling our desires.
比如说我们人很容易看重我们的这一种被欢迎或者被肯定或者我们的这个名声。
For example, we may look favorably on being invited to things, being confirmed, and being very having a good social status.
在社会上很多的时候人们所争取的所努力的常常是这些。
In our society, that is what people often fight for in their lives.
这是人的私欲。
That is the desire of man.
所以很多的时候人的努力是为了满足自己的私欲。
And oftentimes man's zeal is to satisfy his own desire.
那我们在侍奉神的上面我们就必须要留意这样的事情。
When we serve the Lord, we have to be careful of these things.
我们是要侍奉神，不是要满足自己的私欲。
We are to serve the Lord, not to satisfy our own desires.
亚伦的两个儿子被烧死了。
Aaron's two sons were burned to death.
那摩西亚伦对神的反应是怎样？
What was Moses and Aaron's reaction to the Lord?
利未记第十章第六节。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 10 verse 6.
第六节，摩西对亚伦和他儿子以利亚撒、以他玛说：“不可蓬头散发，也不可撕裂衣裳， 免得你们死亡，又免得主向会众发怒，只要你们的弟兄以色列全家为主所发的火哀哭。第七节
Verse 7，
你们也不可出会幕的门，恐怕你们死亡，因为主的膏油在你们的身上，他们就照摩西的话行了。摩西对神的这个举动是这样的反应。
This is what Moses said to Aaron and his reaction.
就是他们仍然深信神的公义跟神的慈爱。
They want to fulfill God's love and His will.
神的圣洁跟荣耀是必须要很明白的来彰显出来。
God's glory and purity has to be clearly shown.
所以我们要常为，这就是我们要常常求神帮助我们能够洁净我们自己。
So this is why we have to ask God to help us often to cleanse ourselves.
因为神也要借着我们把他的荣耀跟圣洁来彰显出来。
Because God will also show His purity and glory through us as well.
因为我们都要成为神的见证人。
We are all to become God's witnesses.
因为神拣选我们就是为了他的荣耀。
God chose us for His glory.
所以我们被拣选的一个目的，一个很重要的目的，就是让神得着荣耀。
When reason why we're chosen by God is to glorify God.
那所以我们要成为圣洁，我们才能够荣耀神。
So we have to become holy in order to glorify God.
因为亚伦的两个儿子是祭司啊，所以神对他们的要求也比别人高。
Because Aaron's two sons were priests, God's demands of them were higher as well.
请看路加福音十二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章四十八节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 48.
四十八节，唯有那不知道的做了受当受责打的事，必少受责打，因为多给谁就向谁多取，多托谁就向谁多要。在这里下半句话说，多给谁就向谁多取，多托谁就向谁多要。
Verse 48, the end says that who has been given much, much will be demanded; who has been entrusted with much, much will be asked.
能够更多的被神来托付来重用啊，这是一种的啊，一种的这种荣耀。
To be entrusted by much by God, it is a great glory.
能够领受更多的恩赐啊，这也是一种荣啊，从神来的荣耀。
To receive more gifts from God is also a glory.
这一切都是神的恩惠。
All this are God's grace and glory.
但是也必须要知道说，这个多托谁就要向谁多要。
But we have to know that whoever is given much, much will be demanded as well.
所以有时候我们看到好像神在对待人啊，是有一些的不太一样。
So we can see that sometimes in God treats people differently.
那这也是我们做圣工的人传道人我们常常在提醒自己的。
This is something that we as workers of God and pastors that we often remind ourselves of.
只要我们多多的留意我们常常可以去感受到神在提醒我们。
If we pay attention, we can often see that God is reminding us.
上个星期三到下午一点钟的时候我教会那部车停在我家门口被撞
了。Last Wednesday at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the church car that I have was parked in front of my house and someone hit it.
我大概差不多12:30回到家里。
I came home at about 12:30.
就弄一些吃的，再吃午餐。
And I made myself lunch.
我想大概是差不多12:50的时候，听到一声这个比较奇特的大的响的这个撞击声。
I think about 12:50, I heard a noise that a loud noise that would sound like a crash.
那我继续吃我的饭。
I continue to eat my food.
大概一点钟的时候，有人按我们的门铃。
And at 1 o'clock, about 1 o'clock, someone rang my doorbell.
有一位太太牵着她的狗在遛狗。
There was a lady who was walking her dog.
她说：“这你们门前那部车是不是你们的那个？”那个后视镜被撞断了，掉在地上，你知道吗
？She said that is the car in front of your house yours? The rear view mirror has been hit and it fell off.
结果我去看呢、不但后视镜掉到地上那个驾驶的那个门跟乘坐的那个门也都刮了很大的甚至那个。
I looked, and not only was the mirror off, the mirror fall off, the driver's side door and the passenger door were all had been scratched. The metal had all, the paint had all disappeared.
所以是相当大的一个撞击。
It's a really a large crash.
那个门也打不开。
Door cannot be opened either.
那一位太太说，她也没有看到谁撞的。
That lady told me that she didn't see who crashed into the car.
在一个很安静的社区里头，竟然有这样的事情发生。
And in a very quiet community, something like this could even happen.
那先就是报这个报警。
The first thing to do was to report to the police.
心里非常的懊恼。
I was very troubled in my heart.
竟然在自己家门口被撞。而不晓得被谁撞。
I was hit in right. My car was hit right in front of my own house, and I didn't even know who hit my car.
那就一边开始打电话给保险公司。
And at the same time, I also made a call to my insurance company.
在处理这个事情那这当中一边懊恼，一边也在想。
During this time, while I was taking care of my things, I was troubled and I was thinking about this incident.
那后来我不再懊恼。
And after a while, I was not troubled anymore.
我是觉得非常的惭愧。
I felt very, very sorrowful.
Very shameful.
Very shameful.
常常讲这个要爱邻舍。
I often say that we have to love our neighbors.
在这样一个邻近的社区里头，听到这样的一个奇怪的响声，我竟然是好像没有我的事，我继续吃我的午餐。
In such a quiet community, I didn't even pay attention to the crash. I just continued eating.
那就自己也这样在反省。
And I was thinking about this, about what I did.
这个人常常说这个爱就是好像这个蜡烛一样，燃烧自己，照亮别人。
People often say that love is like a candle; it burns to provide light for others.
那这样的一个过程事实上是蛮辛苦的。你想想看，燃烧自己来照亮别人。
And to lead a life like that is truly very hard. You think about it; you burn yourself to provide light to others.
那一个做传道的人，应该就是总是充满着爱心。
As a pastor, you have to be full of love.
但是说实在的，有时候真的也会觉得蛮辛苦的。
But to speak frankly, it is very difficult. Often very difficult.
所以有一次在我也忘记跟哪一个同工我们在交通的时候。
And once with one of my coworkers, I was talking with him.
不晓得是我们随便说说，还是那我却把它当成是一个很好的结论。
I don't know if we were just casually talking, but we came to a very good conclusion.
我把它当成是一个很好的结论。
I made it into a very good conclusion.
这个就是说，这个需要帮助的人，如果他不认识教会的话，他也一定有他的办法去面对他的事情。
If a person who needs help, even though he is not of the church, he will still have his own way to solve his problem.
如果他不认识我的话，他也一定有什么办法去解决他的事情。
Even if he does not know me, he will also have his own way to resolve his own problem.
所以啊，有时候你不需要太多的去介入。
So sometimes you don't have to enter into the task too deeply.
他不认识你的话，他也是过他的日子啊。
He doesn't know you, and even if he doesn't know you, he'll still live his own life.
所以这样的一个说实在的，这样的一个观念呢、啊，在这一段时间里头就在我的心里。
And during this time, this idea was in my heart.
所以我又觉得说，如果一个不是很好、很对的观念在我们里头的话，它真的是会去发酵，甚至变得越来越可怕。
And I think that during these times, when an idea which is not so good, it'll come out and even grow into something even worse.
就像星期三所发生的，社区里头，在家里，就在住家自己的住家，有这样的一个奇怪的声音，我竟然好像无动于衷。
Just like a Wednesday in my own community, a quiet community, something happened. I didn't do anything.
所以接下来星期五早上我接到了一个电话。
And on Friday, I received a phone call.
就是星期五晚上我带来说请大家帮助祷告的那一位陈先生。
The Mr. Chen that I brought to church and I asked everyone to pray for him.
事实上他来教会次数也不是很多。
He hadn't come to the church very often.
那因为有星期三的这一件事情所以我就知道说我一定要好好的去怎么去帮助他。
Because of him, I knew that I had to do something to help him.
所以星期五晚上带他来这里，请大家帮助他祷告。
And Friday night brought him here and asked everyone to pray for him.
那很感谢神哦，他的事情就到星期天的晚上，就暂时有一个圆满的这个结果。
And thank the Lord. On Sunday night, his problem had a resolution by then.
因为我本来预计说可能要一阵子的。
I originally thought that it might take a while.
那所以昨天晚上知道说这个事情能够有个圆满的就是说暂时的一个圆满的结果，我真的也是松了一口气。
And when I realized that his problem had a temporary solution, I was able to breathe a sigh of relief.
那从星期五那一直陪他到这个星期天晚上。
And from Friday to all the way to Sunday night when I was with him.
那我相信神听了我们大家的祷告。
I believe that God heard all of our prayers.
那他也感受到这个祷告蒙神垂听的这种体验。
And he felt the God listening to his prayer, that he experienced God listening to his prayer.
那我们再看回当时摩西来处理这个事情。
And look back to how Moses took care of the situation during that time.
请看利未记第十章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 10.
第十章第四节。
Leviticus chapter 10. Verse 10.
第四节。
Verse 4.
摩西召了亚伦的叔父乌歇的儿子米沙利以利沙缓来，对他们说：“上前来，把你们的亲属从圣所前抬到营外。”第五节。
Verse 5.
于是二人上前来，把他们穿着的袍子抬到营外，是照摩西吩咐的。第六节。
Verse six.
摩西对亚伦和他儿子以利亚撒、以他玛说：“不可蓬头散发，也不可撕裂衣裳，免得你们死亡，又免得主向会众发怒。只要你们的弟兄以色列全家为神所发的火哀哭。”这个摩西的处理啊，可以说啊，分成两个层面。
How Moses took care of the situation, we can look at it in two aspects.
啊，第一个对事情啊，他要合理。
The first thing, he had to be reasonable toward the situation.
这个对神应当有的态度，还是要保持着。
You have to maintain the proper attitude toward God.
啊，神他是完全的公义跟慈爱。
God has a perfect righteousness and love.
哦，我们人不能够去质疑神的公义、神的慈爱。
We cannot doubt His love and His righteousness.
哦，所以摩西要亚伦跟他另外两个儿子照常的在神的面前做他们应该做的事情。
So, Moses wanted Aaron to do the things that he was supposed to do in front of the Lord.
那因为那是神交代给他们的职分跟他们的使命，他们的工作。
That is because that is the duty and the mission that the Lord gave to Aaron and his sons.
那第二个层面就是人的层面。
The second aspect is the aspect of a man.
人与人之间是要有感情的。
Between people, we have to have a love.
人与人之间有时候不能够只有讲理。
Sometimes between a love, we cannot only talk about a logic.
那所以摩西说，让以色列的全家来为这两个人哀哭。
So Moses said that let the Israelites mourn for this family.
所以我们在面对事情的时候啊，应该也是常常把它分成这两个层面。
And when we encounter situations, we should also split them into these two different aspects.
对事情我们要合理。
We have to be reasonable toward the situation.
对人啊，我们一定要有感情。
And towards others, we have to show love.
好，那我们最后再看到第十章的十二节，利未记十章十二节。
Lastly, let's look at Leviticus chapter 10, verse 12.
十二节，摩西对亚伦和他剩下的儿子以利亚撒、以他玛说：“你们献给主活祭中所剩的素祭，是要在坛旁不带笑而吃，因为是至圣的。”十三节。
Verse 13.
你们要在圣所吃，因为在献给主的活祭中，这是你们的份。和你儿子的份，所吩咐我的本是这样。十四节。
Verse 14.
所摇的胸，所挤的腿，你们要在洁净的地方吃。你和你的儿女都要同吃，因为这些是从以色列人平安祭中给你，当你的份和你儿子的份。十五节。
Verse 15.
所挤的腿，所摇的胸，他们要以火祭的脂油一同带来。当摇祭在主面前摇一摇，这要归你和你儿子当作永远的份，是照着主所吩咐的。神也吩咐亚伦跟他的子孙啊，他们所应当得的。
God told Aaron what he should gain.
我们一个敬畏神的人啊，我们自然的从神那里来领受我们所需要的。
As people who worship the Lord, we naturally receive what we need from the Lord.
所以诗篇里头说，敬畏神的，无论大小，都要得神的赏赐。
That's why Psalm says that those who worship the Lord, whether great or small, we will gain His gifts.
因为万物啊，都是神的，万物也由神来赏赐给我们。
Because everything is the Lord, and everything comes from the Lord.
那所以我们在侍奉神上面，我们建立正确的价值观念。
So on the Lord, we establish the right values.
好，我们常常提醒自己，神怎么看？
We remind ourselves constantly that how we should view the Lord.
好，我们不要被我们自己的私欲啊，或者外在的物质来左右了我们。
We should not let our own desires or our environment affect us.
那我们努力的啊，来建立一个坚固的信仰。
And we work hard to establish a solid faith.
最后，我们再读一下利未记十章第三节。
Let's say, look at Leviticus chapter 10, verse 3.
于是摩西对亚伦说：“这就是主所说，我在亲近我的人中要显为圣，在众民面前我要得荣耀。”亚伦就默默不言。
Leviticus chapter 10, verse 3. Moses then said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord spoke of when he said, 'Among those who approach me, I will show myself holy. In the sight of all people, I will be honored.'" Aaron remained silent.
这是摩西给我们大家的一个很好的提醒。
This is a very good reminder that Moses gives to all of us.
我们都是亲近神的人。
We are all people who approach God.
当我们亲近神的当中，我们是要让神显出他的圣洁来。
When we approach God, we are asking God to show His holiness.
我们亲近神，为了要让神能够得着荣耀。
We draw close to God so that God may be glorified.
所以就像耶稣所教导我们的祷告文里头的前面几句话。
Just like Jesus Christ, how he taught us to preach in the first few phrases.
我们很看重神的名。
We have to look greatly on God's name.
总是要让神的名得着荣耀。
We want to glorify God's name.
我们看重神的国。
We look strongly on God's kingdom.
让神来做王。
To let God to be the king.
我们看重神的旨意。
We look strongly on His will.
让神的旨意能够运行在我们每一个人的生活当中。
And let His will be done in all our lives.
一起唱诗第九首。
Let's sing hymn number 9.